عن أبي العباس عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال لي: يا غلام، إني أعلمك كلمات: احفظ الله يحفظك، احفظ الله تجده تجاهك، إذا سألت فاسأل الله، وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله، واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك، وإن اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. رواه الترمذي وقال: حديث حسن صحيح. وفي رواية غير الترمذي: احفظ الله تجده أمامك، تعرف إليه في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة، واعلم أن ما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك، وما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك، واعلم أن النصر مع الصبر، وأن الفرج مع الكرب، وأن مع العسر يسرا.
On the authority of Abu Abbas Abdullah, the son of Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them both, who said, one day I was behind the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, and he said to me, young man, I shall teach you some words of advice. Be mindful of Allah, and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah, and you will find him in front of you. If you ask, ask of Allah. If you seek help, seek help of Allah. Know that if the nation were to gather together to benefit you with anything, it would benefit you only with something that Allah had already prescribed for you, and that if they gather together to harm you with anything, they would harm you only with something Allah had already prescribed for you. The pens have been lifted, and the pages have dried. It was related by At-Tirmidhi, who said it was a good and sound hadith. In versions other than that of At-Tirmidhi, it reads, be mindful of Allah, you will find him before you. Get to know Allah in prosperity, and he will know you in adversity. Know that what has passed you by was not going to befall you, and that what has befallen you was not going to pass you by. And know that victory comes with patience, relief with affliction, and ease with hardship. We learn from this hadith, 1. Allah protects him who keeps away from what Allah has prohibited. 2. One should bear in mind Allah's existence all the time. 3. One should be so courageous that as long as Allah has not decreed anything against him, no one will be capable of harming him. 4. Allah prefers his bondsman to ask him alone, and to seek the help of him alone. 5. Hardship does not continue, but is actually followed by relief.